We've been talking a lot about restaurants and what they're going to do as the weather gets colder. I'd say it's not really, really outdoorsy, kind of sitting outside and eating kind of weather already. And from here, you know, it takes a turn even more. So what are the restaurants doing? I've been seeing that they're already got some things in place that seem to be working. Adarshia Townsend is joining us. She covers food and drink in the Chicago area and has for some time. And I understand you picked up a new gig. Are you writing for Esquire now, Adarshia?
Congrats. Yes, I am. That's a brand new one this fall. Thank you so much, Anna. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm good. You know, I follow you on Twitter. We talk every once in a while. And I saw you sort of reaching out to say, hey, remember our servers, remember the folks who work in these restaurants. And it's an important point because we do talk about the restaurants all the time and the owners and the folks who provide those jobs. And it's also important to remember, you know, the folks who, this is their living too, right? They're making their money this way and paying the bills.
Yes, absolutely. And the reason why I talked about that was because of the fact that a lot of restaurateurs are coming up with these ideas, and some designers, these ideas for these domes for outdoor dining when it gets colder. And that didn't take in consideration of the people who are bringing the food to them or cleaning up their tables. And they're going to have to put on their coats and gloves and scarves and hats in order to bring that food back and forth. So I was like, what about the servers? Because these domes and other structures that are right outside of the establishments are not attached to the restaurant. So that worried me some. As well as, you know, there's been a lot of talk, obviously, about masks. And as you know, of course, the rates have been going up, the percentage rates for COVID-19 cases. And I believe that one of those reasons is because people aren't wearing the mask like they should be, and that includes in restaurants and bars.
Yeah, it's, you know, and you do feel for the servers and that kind of thing. I just went to Rosebud the other night. I had an amazing meal. It was as good as it's ever been, and yet there were probably three tables filled at about 7 o'clock Tuesday night, normally a time when there'd be a long, long wait. And, you know, I just talked to the servers there, and, you know, it is, they're feeling it for sure. They had a nice outdoor, indoor area that they had created, kind of a bubble outside the restaurant there, and they didn't even seat inside. They just sat in that little outdoor area, and it was warm enough that night that, it, you know, that was fine. But now I'm seeing these pictures emerge of these real bubbles. I mean, have you seen these? They're like little igloos and stuff that people are dining in.
Yes.
I know they're pretty expensive. So some restaurateurs, you know, the mom and pop's going to be tough to afford these, you know, these new structures, unless I'm wrong and there are some really more reasonable versions of this.
Yes, and they're doing all sorts of tents. They're getting, I talked to the owner last week from Pauly G's Pizzeria in Logan Square. And he is not allowing dining in his establishment. Instead, everything is takeout, and he's going to have additional heating right outside of the establishment so people can stay warm at least. But he took all those factors in consideration, the fact that the whole dining in thing and the fact that a lot of his employees are compromised from whatever, so they did not really want people dining into the restaurant. So he took that seriously into consideration to decide whether or not people could dine in, and it's a pretty large space too.
Yeah, I'd say. Are you seeing other stuff that folks are doing? Because remember, we had this reimagine what outdoor looks like, and there are all kinds of ideas. Some of them seemed very creative, and I'm not sure if they were practical. But are you seeing what the restaurants are doing in terms of solutions?
A lot of them are doing tents that are going to be heated inside, but they also have to be they have to be approved by the city, because you can't have fire pits in these tents. And some people wanted to do that because that could obviously be an issue. You could have a fire and the whole tent could blow up. Catch on fire. But they are finding solutions where the tents can be heated. And hopefully that will be a solution, but that can't possibly be a solution in December and in January and February when those are our coldest months. So I think a lot of restaurants are going to have to resort back to the whole takeout procedures that they were doing when this whole thing first began.
You know, one of the things you and I talked about, I don't know, back January, you were telling us about food halls, I believe, and how they were the hot new thing, and there were so many of them popping up across the city. One of the things I loved about them is they allowed you to, you know, if you were an up and coming chef or restaurateur, you didn't have to have your own space and pay for your own, you know, lease and commit in that kind of financial way. A bunch of these guys could all kind of office together in a one restaurant food hall, and it was really cool. But I saw something on Eater Chicago today, how a lot of these are hibernating and kind of hit the pause button because that kind of dining now is not, doesn't work so well, right?
Interesting, because I thought it would, considering the fact that those are such wide open spaces and they were meant for communal dining, but you can easily space people out in the seating areas. And I've looked at this and I thought, wow, what a great solution. You can get so many people, you can get a number of people in the space, but they could be easily spaced out, and you have such a variety of foods. But maybe it's the fact that people don't feel comfortable going into those spaces because they think that so many people are going to pile into them. But I would think that a food hall would be the perfect solution because they are so large and there's so much spacing. So I'm really surprised about that.
That's interesting. Maybe they're all not doing this. They just had a headline about a couple of them in the West Loop were sort of hibernating. But that's, you know, that's...
Which one?
It said West Loop Food Hall Politan Row, which I wasn't familiar with. I don't know if that's the one in the McDonald's building because there was one there. It looks almost like it's there, but I'm not sure because there were, last I checked before all this, there was like three or four of them. Hey, just a few seconds left, Audacia, but you have great recommendations. Okay. Any restaurant you like, that you just want to throw out there for people to try? Maybe they've never tried it before.
Okay, well, one of the things that I was talking about during my last segment on WGN Morning News a couple of weeks ago, was the fact that I think hotels, even though occupancy is so low right now, I think that they're always a great place to dine in because they're so clean. You can really expect a hotel restaurant to be very clean, as well as social distancing and all that good stuff. And a Dorn Bar and Restaurant at the Four Seasons is a brand new restaurant that opened 2 weeks ago. I thought that was a great place to go. And I have seen the mock-ups of the restaurant, and the way they have the spacing out, it just looks so beautiful. The menu, they have this lobster pasta in the menu. I cannot wait to eat. Lots of seafood. They have some dishes that are, most of it is very comforting. So when you think of Four Seasons, you think it's going to be really expensive, but the prices are very, very reasonable. So I thought it was a great place. The chef is a James Beard Award-winning chef. He's originally from Chicago. Mm-hmm. So I thought that would be a great place for people to go to. It's called a Dorn Bar and Restaurant in the Four Seasons. That's one of my favorite places right now.
Thanks for the recommendation, and thanks for talking with us, Audacia. Have a good weekend, okay?
Thank you, Anna. It's always a pleasure talking to you.
Enjoy the afternoon.